कोरोना वायरस महामारी के कारण पैदा हुई स्थितियों के चलते इस साल अब तक जितने लोग ऑस्ट्रेलिया से गए हैं उससे कम ऑस्ट्रेलिया में वापस आए हैं, और जिस तरह से ये ट्रेंड चल रहा है ये लगभग तय है कि दिसंबर तक ज़्यादा लोग ऑस्ट्रेलिया छोड़ चुके होंगे जबकि कम लोग ऑस्ट्रेलिया आए होंगे। यानी अप्रैल से दिसंबर तक पहले 9 महीने, 75 साल में पहले 9 महीने ऐसे होंगे जब ऑस्ट्रेलिया का नेट इंटरनेशनल मूवमेंट नेगेटिव होगा। इस बारे में हमने इमिग्रेशन लॉ विशेषज्ञ अबुल रिजवी से बात की है जो गृह मंत्रालय के साथ काम कर चुके हैं। अबुल, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है SBS हिंदी पर। बताइए कि नेगेटिव इंटरनेशनल मूवमेंट का क्या अर्थ है?
I think the net movements were down a little bit, predominantly because arrivals increased a little and departures decreased a little. Arrivals increased mainly because the government was allowing more people from overseas to enter within the overseas arrivals cap. That will rise again in some mid-October to the larger cap of 25,000 people a month. So overall arrivals in October, November, December will go up a little bit. Departures fell in September compared to August, predominantly because there was a fall in the number of students departing. So there would have been an increase in students departing in July and August due to the end of mid-year courses, and September would be lower. But by November and December, student departures will probably go up again as students complete their academic year.
And when we say students, it predominantly means India, China, these countries where we get the students most from. So how does that affect?
Yes. The four biggest source countries of students to Australia are China, India, Nepal and Brazil.
So what was the effect
there? And so in terms of departures, net departures in September, the biggest representation on a citizenship basis was China, the UK and India.
Why this negative movement is a question of worry for some people, as it can it affect the Australian population in some way?
Well, it will affect long-term population growth because a portion of the net international movements will be counted as part of net overseas migration, which is of course how the ABS estimates the resident population. It is likely that between the period April to December 2020, we will see possibly 300,000, perhaps more, net international movements, and a percentage of that 300,000 will be counted in net overseas migration. That will offset the positive 78,000 in the period January to March, which will overall, I suspect, lead to a negative outcome for 2020 as a whole.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing this with us, sir.
You're most welcome.